Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom and the last week of August. Oh, wow. This year has gone so quickly, and I know it has for you as well. I want you to know that the work that the Lord wants you to do is revealed in the stillness of trusting in Him. When they asked Jesus the work that they wanted to work, they wanted to do the works that Jesus did. Jesus said, believe on Him. That means Himself. Who sent me? Believe on Him whom He sent. That's how we work. We believe in Jesus Christ, and we are still and trusting about that, because as I've been talking to you this week in Psalm 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. Oh, that's so important, friend, when we get before God, to be still and listen to that wonderful voice inside, because that's the voice that directs you. That's the voice that teaches you. That's the voice that lets you know individually that you have a ministry going on, and you do. We're all different. We're all made out of different molds. We are, but we all have a specific ministry, and when we work together, we make up the body of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And if you want to listen to past radio shows, or even this afternoon, I'm going to be posting the radio program, A Call to Freedom. And if you would like to listen, you go to freedomstreet.org. Easy enough to get. You can get that on your phone or computer, and all of you have phones, so just click in on freedomstreet.org, go to resources, and then radio shows. You can listen to any radio show. I'm so grateful that I can come to you live Monday through Thursday, let you know about things that are going on in this world. I'm so grateful for that opportunity to do that. And then we have those wonderful Encore Friday shows with Darren speaking, and I've had several of you comment on the anointing that mighty man of God has, and soon we're going to meet him, and you're going to meet him and be able to say how much you've appreciated his teaching. Our verse for this week is 3 John 2. Dear friend, I hope that all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in the spirit. I'm going to say some prayers here in just a few minutes, but I pray that I am seeing some wonderful things happening, not only in your spirit, but that your soul is being transformed, your mind is being renewed, and your body is staying whole and healthy. I'm praying that for you today. In the Passion Translation, 3 John 2 is, beloved friend, I pray that you are prospering in every way and that you continually enjoy good health, just as your soul is prospering. It's so important to know that God is in, He is involved and interested and putting His attention in our bodies as well as our souls. There may be some of us who are going through changes, and we need to get rid of some bad habits or some things that are keeping us from intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we're going through those little testing processes. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. God is your heavenly Father. He knows what's best for you. He's got His arms around you. He says, I will never leave you or forsake you. And He means exactly that. Praise the Lord. Before we get into reading the letter of Darren's son, Lance, and I'm so glad when I'm going through all these files that I have for the last 30 years, and there are bunches and bunches of them, and I was going through an old file on hearing God's voice, and there it was, a letter from Lance, happened a long time ago, 2002, but I believe you're going to really be blessed by his letter. I want to pray for some of you who may be hurting today, and especially my friend George, who broke his wrist and several ribs, and I'm thinking he probably did that falling. And may I remind you that as we get older, and I have a lot of older friends, and I thank God for you. You've got the experience. You've got the wisdom. I thank God for you. But we need to become more deliberate and conscious about where we're going and what we're doing every minute of the day. And I've made that my goal, to take a habit of when I step out of the house or when I step out of the car, I know where I'm going and my steps are going before me. Rejoice, for the steps of a righteous person are ordered of God. I think of those beautiful Psalms. And all it takes is a careless step or a moment of not watching where you're going, and it can result in real injuries. Well, God bless you, George. I know God is answering your prayer even now. So I want you to be careful. Be careful about where you're going, what you're doing. You're very important to God, and you're very important to me. And don't be afraid or too proud. Yeah, that word pride, or too proud to use a cane. Yeah, go ahead. I remember right before my hip surgery in 2020, and a dear friend who was working here at the time, Elizabeth, she saw me limping down the hallway and she said, "Barbara, go to Walmart and get the most beautiful cane you can get and use that." I took her advice. I did. I went to Walmart. I got a beautiful cane, and it helped me so much until that surgery. So listen, you need to be really mindful of what Holy Spirit is telling you. And there are some of you that do need a cane. There are others of you that need those supplements, that the collagen and the calcium and all of that in your body. As we get older, we need to supplement. And you know, the food doesn't have all the nutrition that we wish it had. But remember that, friend. You're in my prayers. So I want to say a prayer for you right now, George, and for any of you that are hurting. If you'll just put your hand on the place of pain that you have. And I do this every day. If I have a little twinge of pain or if I have a headache, I don't have headaches very often. But I remember when Darren would be driving down the road and he'd say, "Barbara, put your hand right there on my head. I've got just a headache." And I just lay my hand on his head. Remember, that anointing goes through our touches. Holy Spirit is in us. And when we put our hands on someone, and if your wife is with you, have her put her hand on you. Father God, in Jesus' name, I ask that you bless George with rapid healing in his wrist and ribs. Lord, you are the one who made George. You are the one who taught Darren to collapse the time of healing and multiply the anointing. And so, Father God, I ask that you apply that anointed teaching to George's body today, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. See, when Darren received that rhema praise, and I know that's doing a wonder in your body right now, George. When Darren received that rhema phrase from Holy Spirit, collapsing the time and multiplying the anointing, he knew that it was from God, because as he prayed for people right after he just received the baptism of Holy Spirit and three different tongues, healing would come quickly, if not instantly. So I say to those of you who are hurting today, as I said just a few minutes ago, put your hand on the place of pain and say with me, "Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you will collapse the time of healing in my body, and multiply the anointing that you have, Holy Spirit." Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you will collapse the time of healing in my friends' bodies and multiply that anointing. And I'm talking about you also, Arlene. Remember, listen, and do that. Anoint yourself if you need to. Take some oil, olive oil, whatever you have in the house. Bless it in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and apply it to your forehead. And Holy Spirit will go to work, because that's anointed. And George, and those of you who are hurting, you were healed now by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am rejoicing with you, because I know when we have pain in our bodies or when we have severe headaches, We focus on that. And see, oh, the devil loves that when we're focusing our attention on everything else but God and our spirit man. So remember that. Pray that prayer often. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you will collapse the time of healing in my body and multiply the anointing. And he's doing that right now. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to read this letter by Lance Carmack. Lance Allen Carmack. And he wrote it on his way to the Middle East. And it's the top of the letter is called Calling Upon God. And that's where I found it under the heading of a file that I have from Darren's wonderful teachings. Lance retired a full colonel. He was a captain at the time in the Air Force. And this has been 25 years. He was a fine soldier. And he gives God all the glory. And here's the letter to his dad, Darren. If I could convey just one thing to you through this letter, it would be to encourage you in whatever circumstance to cry out to God, to seek him and ask him for his divine help. Whether you have a problem of the heart, mind, or body, God is there for you. As a captain in the U.S. Air Force, I recently volunteered and deployed to the desert to fight in the war on terrorism, and this was right after 9/11, folks. I couldn't tell anyone where I was going or how long I would be there, not even my family. I had about 5 days to get my shots, update my will, love my family, and attend to a million other little things that go along with overseas taskings. I was excited on one hand to be able to put all my years of training into practice and respond to the attacks of September 11. I remember the day that Lance walked into our music store, John Wells Music Center in Greeley, and he said, well, I am in the Air Force now. And we rejoiced with him and we celebrated with him. Didn't know that he was going on to go on in 25 years to be a full colonel. But he is a disciplined man, and I praise God for that. Lance goes on to say, on the other hand, I wanted to call it all off when one of my 11-year-old twins looked at me with tears in her eyes and asked, what if you don't come back? I assured her I would, but at that moment I knew it was possible that I wouldn't. I didn't feel very confident at that point. A few calls to family and friends, a last kiss to my wife, Pam, and I was soon winging my way to the Middle East on a military transport with 5 duffel bags of gear. Over the next 2 days, as we pushed through 12 time zones, I had time to pray. It's hard to explain, but I really felt as if God's word was under me, supporting me as I went. I prayed and spoke some scriptures, especially Psalm 91. Oh, Psalm 91 is a go-to. It's a go-to chapter, folks. And Psalm 27, verse 1 through 3. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength or defense of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers come upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumble and fall. Though a horde encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. I will not be afraid. And Lance has many scriptures in his letter, folks, because his father was Darren Carmack, and Darren lived by the word of God. So his children got the overflow from their dad. Listen, if you're a mom or your dad today, or grandma or grandpa, put out those scriptures for your grandchildren or your children. That word never returns void. That word never returns empty. It is going to go into that child's spirit as it did Kimberly and as it has Dana. They decipher it differently, but folks, they are wonderful women of God today because their dad and me, we spoke scripture all the time in our home. Don't be afraid of speaking scripture. Lance goes on to say, as I flew over the Atlantic, God comforted and reassured me that he was with me. At one point when I was over the Mediterranean, I awoke in my seat and very distinctly felt that there were 3 large angels arrayed in a semicircle around me, facing outward. And Darren was always seeing angels. I went back to sleep assured that he had given his angels charge concerning me to guard me in all my ways. Psalm 91, verse 11. Many of you use that verse. And Father God, I thank you that my listeners are going to see their angel today or tomorrow. Father God, thank you. They're going to see their angel in one way or the other in Jesus' name. As we landed and got set, got set up, I found out that we were in a pretty safe location, still with the change in the climate, 125 degrees in October. The stress of living in tents and working months with no break, I often found myself stretched beyond my limits. At those low points when I felt ill or my muscles hurt so bad I couldn't sleep, I would cry out to God. When I was at chapel or after falling exhausted on my bunk, wherever I was, I would call out to God for help. Every time I prayed, God's presence would be with me with assurance, peace, and relief so I could keep going. It surprised me just how much God really cared and how quickly He responded to help me with whatever problem I faced. I shouldn't have been surprised. For His words to us are, I will never leave you or forsake you, Hebrews 13, verse 5b. In the Old Testament, God is a very present help in trouble, and that's Psalm 46, verse 1. And that is what He was to me. Remember 1 Peter 5, 7. We remember the part of cast all your care on Him. What's the other part? For He cares for you. That's right. Remember that. God cares for you. Lance goes on saying, over the next few months, God revealed Himself to me. I could really tell when He was working in response to my prayers and others. And folks, I could literally feel the prayers of those of you back home. And this is Lance saying, oh, thank you so much for your prayers. During the time, I gained an even more intensely personal relationship with God through our daily talks. He also comforted my children with peace and kept my wife, Pam, strong in spirit. When many of those in the camp around me were falling apart under the pressure, I was secure in God. He truly answered all my prayers and petitions, including those of my wife, to bring me home safely after nearly 5 months overseas. Thank God for His deliverance. I give Him all the glory. Now, what about you? Have you just heard about God without experiencing Him? See, that's what happens when we learn what God wants us to learn, and we experience the wonderful grace and love of God. We want to tell others, and that's what you should be doing. You should have a megaphone in your hand, and you begin telling people how wonderful God is in your life. And Father God, I thank You. I rebuke any hesitation, any shyness, any timidity in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Does reading the Bible just seem like a mental experience? A secret many people fail to realize is that the gifts of God are offered or already given to us. Oh, remember that wonderful scripture that we talked about last week in 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has granted to us everything we need pertaining to life and godliness, 2 Peter 1:3. And so he goes on to say, we fail to simply reach out and accept those wonderful gifts. We usually only think of salvation as the only gift that is offered to everyone. But there are many more blessings God has for us. Among them, especially in this tumultuous world, is peace and comfort. The prophet David understood this and longed to go to the house of God to inquire of Him. He understood that if he could meet with God, that God would answer him in whatever he asked. Through Christ, we are in a favorable position in this age of grace, and we can approach God without fear, putting our hearts, desires, and problems before the Creator of the universe. If you understand that God's faithfulness and love surround Him, that's Psalm 89, you can be confident to approach Him standing within the circle of grace and be saved out of all your troubles. That's Psalm 34:6. We're going to be hearing that from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir soon. We can truly know and experience God when we go to Him and receive from Him through faith. I want to encourage you to truly seek God. Remember, Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So we need to build that faith up that He's given to us. Ask and receive the things that God has for you. Don't settle for less than a peaceful heart and a blessed life. Just call out to Him. Didn't Jesus say, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest? A truly unlimited God simply asks us to accept His gifts as a loving God would, so we are truly blessed in all our being. God, may You bless my friends who read this. Go above and beyond what I ask or think as You enlarge my territory. May they come to truly know You by the revelation of Holy Spirit. May grace and peace be multiplied to them through the knowledge of our God. Oh, that is my heartfelt cry and prayer. May God, my God, bless you in Christ. Amen. Well, there you have it, an anointed letter written by the eldest son of Darren Carmack. Darren wasn't a perfect father, and none of us are perfect parents. But when we show our children that God is first in our lives, somehow Holy Spirit goes to work in their lives. I bless you, Lance, and your family as you serve the Lord in Ohio. Here's a wonderful verse of scripture from Psalm 34. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us lift up his name together. Let us do that today, and right now, as we listen to Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
Sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed, they'll never be ashamed. This Corvette cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me from my enemies. The Son of God surrounds his saints, he will deliver them, he will deliver them.
Yeah.
I hope you remember those words. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us lift up his name together. Oh, we need you in the body of Jesus Christ, my friend. We really do. I love that. I love the fact that he'll give you everything you need, just as 2 Peter 1:3 says, his divine power has granted to you everything you need pertaining to life and godliness. So as they said in that song, God bless Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, he's such a good God. So I want you to remember that. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us lift up his name together. Come on, let's praise his glorious name together. And as you experience a wonderful time of Labor Day rest and relaxation, think about God. Just take his word, take him at his word and rest in who he is and what he's going to do for you, what he has already done for you. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, not only with barbecue and with hot dogs and bratwurst, but taste and see in your spirit that God is everything that you need to live a wonderful, godly, and complete and whole life. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. God bless you and keep you. Darren will be on the air tomorrow. His programs are always so anointed. So join us on Fridays as well as Monday through Thursday. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.